saying politely to the old lady who sat reading the Missionary Herald by the lamp, "Pray, keep your seat, madam. I will not disturb you. There. Now it is pretty well concealed. One would hardly know it was there. Can I see your husband for a moment, madam?" "No, he was gone to Brixton, and might not return before morning." "Very well, madam, it is no matter. I merely wanted to leave that sack in his care to be delivered to the rightful owner when he shall be found. I am a stranger, he doesn't know me. I am merely passing through the town tonight to discharge a matter which has been long in my mind. My errand is now completed, and I go pleased and a little proud, and you will never see me again. There is a paper attached to the sack which will explain everything. Good night, madam." The old lady was afraid of the mysterious big stranger and was glad to see him go. But her curiosity was roused, and she went straight to the sack and brought away the paper. It began as follows. "To be published, or the right man sought out by private inquiry, either will answer. This sack contains gold coin weighing 160 pounds, 4 ounces. Mercy on us, and the door not locked." Mrs. Richard flew to it all in a tremble, and locked it, then pulled down the window shades, and stood, frightened, worried, and wondering if there was anything else she could do toward making herself and the money more safe. She listened a while for burglars, then surrendered to curiosity and went back to the lamp and finished reading.